SRN News. I'm John Scott. Police have a suspect in the shooting of a Border Patrol agent in New York.
The suspect held in the overnight shooting of an off-duty Border Patrol agent in a Manhattan park is in the country illegally. The New York Post is reporting that the federal agent was shot in the face by an illegal immigrant identified as 21-year-old Miguel Francisco Mora Nunez, who tried to rob him. The Department of Homeland Security says Mora Nunez, an illegal immigrant from the Dominican Republic, crossed the border illegally in 2023 and has a long rap sheet, including four arrests in New York City, where he was released without bail each time. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Russia launching one of its largest aerial assaults on Ukraine in months, targeting Kyiv overnight into Monday. Ukrainian officials report two deaths and 15 injuries. The escalation came hours before the UK and Germany led a NATO meeting on military support for Ukraine, including advanced air defense systems like Patriots. The House won't vote on the Epstein matter this week. This update from Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't have any plans to put a non-binding resolution on the floor this week before the August recess, or possibly ever, that would call for the administration to release Jeffrey Epstein-related documents. Instead, GOP leaders have an understanding with White House officials that the House will wait to address the matter until after the month-long break to give the administration time to release documents on its own following President Donald Trump's move to release grand jury information on the case. Johnson, his leadership team, and Rules Committee Republicans drafted the non-binding Epstein resolution late last week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And sentencing for 30-year-old Brian Koberger, who pleaded guilty to the murder of four University of Idaho students, will be Wednesday. Koberger avoiding the death penalty by accepting a plea deal. The Dow was up 194 points, the Nasdaq adding 149. This is SRN News. Something new from Planned Parenthood.
The nation's largest abortion business is heavily into sexual education, seeking to influence the way public schools teach the subject. Planned Parenthood is now offering a program for teachers to learn how to teach sex ed called Sex Ed to Go. And amongst its most troubling assertions is that, quote, children are sexual from birth. This discredited idea denies scientific fact and has been employed by some to argue for the decriminalization of pedophilia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese church has blessed the final piece of its restoration nearly 80 years after being destroyed by the second U.S. atomic bomb dropped on Japan, a reproduction of its lost bell restored by a group of Americans. The new bell was blessed by Peter Nakamura, Archbishop of Nagasaki, at the Yokohama Cathedral in a ceremony attended by more than 100 followers. This is SRN News. Investigators have identified a suspect after a car crashed into a San Diego post office, starting a fire.
The incident occurred early Sunday morning in a strip mall south of downtown. It took about 50 firefighters an hour and a half to knock down the flames. Photos posted online by the fire department show a charred vehicle inside the heavily damaged building. No injuries have been reported. Information about the suspect has not been released. Federal postal inspectors are leading the investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
A federal court has ruled that a Mississippi law that requires social media users to verify their ages can go into effect. A tech industry group had pledged to continue challenging the law, arguing it infringes on users' right to privacy and free expression. It's the latest legal development as court challenges play out against similar laws in states across the country. More details at srnnews.com.